ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
#NoFilter. Today's guest is another repeat offender. She has been on the podcast actually a few times. I will link to one of our more recent episodes, although it wasn't that recent. It was probably, I think it was a couple years ago. It was like around COVID times. But I will definitely link to it. Her name is Elise Shapiro. She is a very, very, very close friend of mine, and she's a registered dietitian. And this episode, we talk all about, you know, holidays and holiday parties and trying to either maintain weight or even lose weight during this crazy time of year. We talk about what she has seen in her experience, because she's been a dietitian for a while now. What she has seen has been like the biggest hurdle when it comes to losing weight. Of course, there are a lot of different things, but something she sees most often, you know, how you can still lose weight while going out to dinner all the time. A trend right now in actually the dieting world that is not something she is a proponent of, and she'll talk about that. All sorts of things. And then we talk a little bit about her personal life and what she's up to now, because last time she was on the podcast, she was very much single, and now she's very much not. So we chat about lots of different things. It's a great episode. I hope you enjoy it, and let's get into it. Enjoy this next episode of #NoFilter with Elise Shapiro. Welcome back to the podcast, Elise. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So Elise and I talk 15 times a day. So like none of these, you know, like this intro that she's about to give, I mean, I know everything going on with her, but I want her to give a little update, because the last time you were on the podcast with me, I should have actually looked at the date, but a couple of the episodes I actually ended up taking down. But I mean, it was probably 2 years ago.
Yeah, at least. I think about 2 years ago, because like COVID was bad.
Cool. Yeah. So it was like 2 years ago. So it's been a long time. Obviously, I know everything going on with Elise, but in a nutshell, can you give just a little backstory also for people who don't know who you are, what you do, and just kind of what's been going on since the last episode?
Yeah. So my name is Elise Shapiro. I'm a registered dietitian, which means I am highly credentialed. I'm also a nutritionist, and I have my own private practice in Westchester, New York, in Greenwich, Connecticut. But ever since COVID had started a couple of years ago, my practice completely blew up in an amazing way virtually. So I have clients all over the US, and it really has been amazing to me. So that's one of the things that's happened. My practice has completely expanded to a complete virtual presence. Again, I do see people if they're local in my office, and I've had tremendous success with people who are virtual clients too. Some I've never met besides, you know, via Zoom. And when Julie and I first started recording, Julie was fresh out of her divorce. And I was a little out of my divorce, but like very single, swiping away, going on dates 4 or 5 nights a week, or even like virtual dates. I'd have to, again, remember like when we started. And since then, like I'm in a serious relationship right now, which is
crazy. Yeah. And we'll talk a little, I mean, not too much about it, but we'll talk a little bit about it later in the episode. But it is funny, because we were saying like, obviously, yeah, I mean, I know firsthand just talking to Elise all day, every day, like her business, I mean, it was always doing well, but it is booming. Like there are days she's like, I have the amount of clients. I'm like, how do you do it all? But so I know professionally things have been great. And then personally, yeah, like both of us were very much single last time we recorded, and, you know, single for a while thereafter, dating maybe or whatever, and now we're both not. And so thought it'd be interesting. We'll obviously touch on that in a little bit. So all great stuff. Okay. So the first thing that I wanted to bring up is, obviously I want to talk about nutrition topics first. And the first thing is very obvious, is it's the holidays. It's people are traveling, celebrations, get togethers. I mean, I had a dinner last night with friends, like Secret Santa. I have my December's crazy. Your December's crazy. You're traveling. We're going to see each other in December. For someone who either is does not want to gain any weight and just wants to maintain through all the holiday craziness, and or wants to lose a little weight through all the holiday craziness, but still wants to be able to indulge and have fun and celebrate, what are like the biggest tips or takeaways someone, you know, from this episode that they can be like, okay, I can do this.
Yep. And I tell a lot of my clients, sometimes it's a victory to just maintain over the holidays, mm-hmm. because a lot of people can gain anywhere between 5 to 10 pounds between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day. So sometimes maintaining is a victory, but what it comes down to is planning ahead, right? If you know you have 5 nights out, try and watch the alcohol. I'm a social drinker. You're a social mm-hmm. drinker. We love our wine. Mm-hmm. But try and be mindful of the alcohol. You know, maybe stick to one glass per night if you're going out multiple nights in a row, or for every drink, alternate it with a glass of water to just cut down. Obviously, I mean, I love to exercise, moving your body for at least, I always tell my clients, something's better than nothing, right? Even if you're at a, you know, family's house, bring sneakers, bring something. There's so many online workouts you can do. Be consistent with your workouts, drink plenty of water. I find still, as much as that message has been like hit home, people are not drinking enough water. I wish you could see, I literally have unsweetened iced tea, my water.
Oh, all day you're drinking water.
All day long. But it really is true. You want to make sure you're hydrated. I mean, you live in South Florida. Yeah. You want to make sure you're hydrated, but also a lot of people think they're hungry and want to nosh, but they really just need to have a glass of water. So that's really important. And I would say planning out as much as you can, like definitely your snacks. If you're traveling, bring nuts, bring apples, bring, you know, there's this dry roasted edamame my clients like make sure you plan ahead, or for, you know, when you get to your destination, go to the local supermarket, do Instacart, do Amazon Fresh, you know, so you have, I always tell my clients, as long as you're eating healthy 80 to 90% of the time, you're in a good place. Right. So again, if it's lots of dinners out, make sure breakfast, lunch, and your snacks are pretty on, you know, on track so that you can enjoy yourself at dinner.
Right. Right. And that's kind of like last night, I went into it, not really with a plan, but I was like, you know, I'm going out, I'm going to be drinking, we're, you know, whatever. And I was like, you know, I'm not going to have any of the bread basket, but then I was really hungry. And I'm like, well, I'm going to have a few bites. So I probably ate more of the bread than I wanted to, but I had a few bites of the bread. And then for my meal, I got a hamburger, no bun. I got on like a lettuce wrap, which was good. Instead of fries, I got vegetables. So I feel like I did as best I could. But then when you start drinking alcohol, like I don't care as much. So then I'm picking at, you know, my friend's this or my whatever, you know, and so it's hard though, because you don't want to say no to these invitations. You know, when you're invited to parties, you don't want to say no necessarily.
Right. Yes. You can still do it in a healthy way. I mean, I've had clients who dine out 5 nights a week as just their regular routine. You know, some are older, they're retired, they can do that. And they've been able to lose weight. It's just about making those modifications and also not going out to dinner starving, which is counterintuitive. Right. Have a snack before you go, because then you're less likely to indulge on the bread basket because you're not going to be starving.
Right.
I also tell clients, look at the menu ahead of time, go in with a mental game plan, because then you're not just like, oh, this looks good, this looks good, this looks good. Go in with a mental game plan so that when you get there, you can try and stick to it. I'm big on starting with an appetizer. I don't know. It feels weird if I don't get a salad. If you eat seafood, get a shrimp cocktail or oysters or something like that. Or even what I like to do if I'm sick of salads during the week, I'll look at the side dishes and most of the time they have a veggie. So like I'll start with roasted asparagus or cauliflower or something like that. Right. Something to, you know, eat and munch on before the meal comes.
Right. Right. No, it's true. And it's, but people can still lose weight over the holiday. Like, I mean, 100%. There's no reason. I mean, it's just because it's like, I don't go out that much. And so now I know I have all these things coming up. It's just more than normal. So it's just, but it's very possible. So it's like, make a game plan. drink water, see if you're actually hungry. And the alcohol, I mean, the alcohol is killer. I know that. Like,
and snack before you go. Yeah. Don't show up hungry.
Hungry, right. Okay.
So take some time to cook your meal. Like, you're going to be sitting there for 30 to 45 minutes before your dinner is served.
Right. Exactly. And you know what I do all the time? Donuts. I don't necessarily do it because I'm like the calories, because it's still the same amount of calories, obviously, is wine with ice, because I really do like it freezing cold. You do that, but you're not saving calories, right? It's just diluting it a little.
Save calories. It dilutes it. It slows me down. So I'm more likely to stick to one glass versus two, right? Because the ice dilutes, it makes the glass of wine bigger.
Right.
So it just helps me stick to one glass versus two when I'm out multiple nights in a row.
Right. Awesome. Okay. So that's very helpful. Now, another hot topic besides holiday eating and such. So I actually didn't know about this. I might've seen it on your Instagram reel, but you had mentioned it to me and it's like a very hot topic. So I want to talk about it. This Ozempic, is it called? So will you explain what Ozempic is, when it became like a thing, what people are doing, like what's going on there?
Yeah. So Ozempic is a weekly injection, right? So you have to inject yourself, a weekly injection for people. It was designed for people with diabetes to lower their blood sugar. So for my diabetic clients, absolutely, if they need an injection, Ozempic's a great way to go. The problem that has come up, definitely at least in New York City, out mm-hmm. in Greenwich, Connecticut, Westchester, mm-hmm. affluent places, is a lot of doctors are prescribing this injection again, right? Like, who wants to inject themselves for fun to help them lose weight? They've figured out that it also can be used as a weight loss drug, even if you don't have diabetes. Right. So I don't like this. I'm still like old fashioned diet, exercise, water, you know, track your food type of person is what I recommend. I don't believe in quick fixes.
Right.
And I certainly don't believe in medications for weight loss if you don't have the underlying condition. Again,
right. So what
needs this drug, but.
So what happens? So if you don't have diabetes and you do, first of all, why are doctors giving this if you don't have diabetes? Is that not like legal?
It's driving me crazy. No, it's really driving me crazy. It makes me very upset, because then people are like, oh, well, I can just do these injections and I'll just lose weight. I think a lot of doctors, especially like the, you know, concierge doctors,
want
to keep patients happy. And if they've struggled with weight loss their whole life, it is working, but there are problems that come along with it. So one, they don't know the long-term effects of someone who doesn't have diabetes. So I've seen people, their liver enzymes is all messed up. One of somebody who messaged me on Instagram said she was jaundiced, which is to babies, but it's I think when the bilirubin like raises raises up in your body. People have had to have their gallbladders removed. And then there's even just like the immediate reaction, like itchiness and pain at the site.
Right.
Who did need it? She was itchy all over her body, like she had a physical allergic reaction to it. And then they don't know the long-term effects on your pancreas in the long run. Like, does this, you know, it can burn out your pancreas. And for someone who has, like, for those of us who don't have diabetes, it's so great to have your pancreas working, which means you don't need medications to help.
Right. Oh my gosh.
So I put a medication in your body, which it can really honestly mess your body up for the long run. And once you stop these injections, you're going to gain the weight back.
Right.
It's not a permanent fix. You have to inject yourself weekly for the rest of your life. And again, I have plenty of patients who really do have diabetes who need these drugs. They don't want to be injecting themselves weekly.
No.
They don't
want
to. And what also has come up is that because it's so popular now, it really is crazy. Like, it's been written up in the Times and, is that because it's so popular, the people with diabetes who really need it are having problems accessing it because it's like, there's not enough supply right now. So the people who really need it to maintain their blood sugar and keep their blood sugar low are running out of the drug that they need. It's absolutely
wild. That is wild. I honestly had not heard of it. Maybe because I'm not up in New York or in the Northeast. I don't know, but I had not heard of it. But I mean, it's kind of like a diet pill. None of these diet pills are good. And you're also going to gain the weight when you go off it. And the side effects are insane. I mean, it's just like eat healthy.
Right. Like in the 80s and 90s, a lot of doctors were putting people on phentermine, right? Which is kind of like speed. And it would help because it cuts your appetite. But the second you go off of it, you gain the weight back. It doesn't teach you how to eat in the long run. And that's the problem.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Okay. So don't do, what is it called again?
Ozempic.
Ozempic?
Yes.
Ozempic. How am I not? I feel like I'm hiding in a rock. Okay. Ozempic, we don't support.
So we don't support unless you have diabetes you need it.
Unless you don't. Right. So along the lines of what you can do to lose weight in a healthy way. So Elise has a client who has lost how much weight?
105 pounds.
That's insane. So we need to discuss. So you, and she's been, I'm not going to use her name or anything, but she's been very open on Instagram. If you've seen Elise's Instagram, you've probably seen her. She looks incredible. So how did she lose this weight and how long did it take? And is she maintaining it? Like what's happening?
Yeah. So what's crazy is that, you know, again, when COVID hit, I had this whole online program that I was doing, which I may start again in the new year. Mm-hmm. She actually started because she won our contest, my contest with you, Julie, and she won a spot. And it's funny, last night she was texting me, we text every day. And last night she was texting me, she was like, I wasn't sure if this was like an MLM scheme or what, but I figured I'd give it a shot.
And wait, she thought you could be an MLM scheme or she just didn't know
what she was getting into. She found us because like a friend tagged her and that's how she found us. She wasn't following either one of us.
Right.
And so she started in my group, which she said was a great kind of just like intro, and it got her comfortable with me, you know, just like how I practice and as a person. And then after the group, she needed the one-on-one support that some people do need. And she just took the ball and ran with it. And I always tell my clients, if you follow the plan, it works. And she followed it to a T. And it took her 18 months to lose the weight.
I mean, it's a lot of weight though.
It's a lot of weight, slow and steady. And now we've reversed her fatty liver, lowered her cholesterol. It's crazy. She told me her eyesight got better and the doctor was like, it could have been from the weight loss. And she's like, I had no idea that would be a side effect. Yep.
What?
She's more confident. Like people don't recognize her because she literally lost a person. You know?
Is she still losing or now she just wants to maintain?
Now we're kind of in maintenance mode. Yeah. But she works out 5 days a week, but it started out as just the food plan. And I always tell clients it's 80% what you eat.
Yeah.
But she follows it. But what I teach for her and all my clients is like you can have a treat every day.
Is she? Does she?
Yeah, she has a Yasso bar every day.
Every day. Yeah. And then she eats all day, right? Like she's eating.
Eats all day like I do. She wakes up, she has breakfast within an hour of waking up. Then she has a mid-morning snack 3 hours later. Then she has her lunch. Then she has an afternoon snack. And then she has her dinner. And then she has her Yasso and she's done.
Does she drink alcohol at all or no?
Rarely.
Okay. But regardless, the food is what really changed. Like that's what did it.
Yeah. But she's literally eating all day long.
Wow. And she doesn't feel deprived. Like she hasn't like binged or done it. Like it's just, she's just followed it.
But like on her kid's birthday, she'll have cake. If, you know, like she'll on the weekend, she likes to get, you know, like the frozen yogurt on the weekends. Like she still lets herself.
She must be so happy. Like she just must feel so good.
It's honestly, it's been an incredible transformation. And I've done it with other clients, but I've never really like recorded their, you know, their progress like that, which I'm going to start doing because I think it's really incredible for other people to
see. That's awesome. So what like people who your clients or maybe someone who was a client and then, you know, isn't anymore, like what do you see as like the biggest struggle? Like when someone is just not able to lose the weight, is it just because they're not, I guess it's just not one thing. I mean, right.
I think it can vary. Right. Yeah. So I think it can be if they're not being compliant.
Yeah.
Like I said, I tell people if you follow the plan, it works.
Right.
So they're not being compliant, or there's like emotional eating, stress eating, too much alcohol, lack of movement, life gets in the way. You know, some people are traveling for work and that throws them off for a little bit. Or unless there's an underlying condition, like a thyroid condition or something preventing them.
Right.
But, you know, knock on wood, like most of my clients lose weight if they follow.
Right. Like anyone you've seen who has followed your plan, it has worked. You might, I imagine you've had to tweak things like,
Well, and that's why people need follow-ups to tweak. Right. You know, you can't just like come in, get the plan and leave and be on your merit. You can. I sure. only charge per session. I don't make people commit right. to anything because some people do, you know, make yeah. people sign up for 4 weeks right. At a time. But people also need that accountability
yeah.
and follow up. And yes, I do make tweaks. Like someone I saw right before you came in, I've been seeing her for a couple of months. Mm-hmm. She's got a little bit of a standstill, but today we made a bunch of tweaks that we're going to try.
But there's no, like, if you're giving someone a plan, cause I remember, I think this was my fear when you like gave me a new plan, whenever it was that I was like, there's no way you would gain weight from your plan. Like if you plateau or if you aren't losing, you just might need to tweak it, but you're not going to gain weight because I felt like, oh God, now I'm eating bread in the morning. I don't usually eat bread, you know, things like that, but you're not going to gain weight from that.
No, I'm in the business of helping people lose right. weight. I would never want someone to gain weight by seeing it. Yeah.
Right.
Unless the goal was weight gain, which yeah.
Unless it's a different story. Yeah. Right. It's crazy because sometimes I'm like, yeah, but I'm fine with like my string cheese in the morning. But there are reasons that you're like, you don't just have a string cheese in the morning or, you know, like there's obviously a method to your madness.
You need to fuel your body. I mean, it's crazy. You know, not to make this about me, but like I was probably 10 pounds heavier, 5 to 10 pounds heavier before I had kids.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't treating my body right. I was waking up. I was having a Diet Coke.
Oh yeah. You were addicted to Diet Coke.
Addicted to Diet Coke. And I was like having an apple and a string cheese and then nothing for like 4 or 5 hours. I was basically like starving my body and I was 5 to 10 pounds heavier. And it wasn't until I was like getting ready to get pregnant with my first that I was like, I really need to like treat my body right and get ready to get pregnant. And I lost 5 pounds, not even trying, but like, I just shifted my whole mindset around food.
Right.
I was waking up, I was having breakfast. I'll tell everybody here what I eat because people yeah. like to know like my 2 slices of Ezekiel bread in the morning with almond butter. I've been doing this. Like my oldest is, you know, almost 15. So right. 15.
Has that been your breakfast? Unless you're like at a breakfast unless restaurant. Has that been? Mm-hmm. That's it.
2 slices, Ezekiel, almond butter, some jelly. It fills me up. It's so satisfying. And like, yeah. I feel like a kid. Like I grew up eating peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Almond butter. Cause I developed like a strange intolerance to peanuts later in life.
Right.
That's why I do almond butter. And then mid morning I'll have an apple or a piece of fruit, depending on what's in season up here. Sure. Lunch could be like a salad with chicken or, you know, turkey or, you know, something like that. Right. My afternoon snack would be, I'm very basic and like yeah. simple. My afternoon snack could be an apple or some nuts, or right. if I do a yogurt.
Right.
And then my dinner is always protein and veggies.
Like, always any protein, any veggie, but you're pretty, you don't like, do you like seafood? I forgot.
I don't love seafood.
I'm yeah. Sorry. So you're chicken, right?
Chicken.
Yeah. Mostly chicken. Yeah.
12 different ways. And yeah. veggies. If I'm out to dinner, I don't get crazy about sauces. Right. Like, you know,
you really don't. I mean, I feel like, do you get sauce on the side or not even?
No.
Yeah. You don't really. Yeah. Nope. Yeah. It's, I know you have a very, and you stick to it and like, that's your, but you like it. It's not like you feel deprived. Like you have your cookie, you have your this,
I have 2 to 3 peppermint patties a day. Like
right.
I love my chocolate. But I've been eating like this now for right. like 15 years that it's just second nature, but
right. So you just maintain like,
yeah, I've been the same weight since I had my second kid.
Wow. Like literally you don't fluctuate even mm-hmm. a few pounds,
1 or 2 pounds. If it's like, I'm getting my period.
But right. And then for working out, I know you love your walks, but you just enjoy those. You're not doing that you really love your walks, but otherwise you work out every day. No, 5 days a week.
I work out 5 to 6 days a week,
yeah.
But I don't kill myself. Again, right. 15 plus years ago, before I got pregnant, I was like working out for a minimum of like an hour a day, like killing myself at the gym. It was, I didn't have a great relationship with food or mm-hmm. exercise. And then once I had kids, I didn't have the time to have those intense long workouts. So now that I have a Peloton, which I've had for a couple of years now, half hour spin, done, shower, and I'm out the door to
work.
And that's it. And then I'll go for my walk midday, but my walks are 20 minutes. I'm not out there for an hour and a half walking.
And isn't it more for the fresh air? Like, I feel like you just like that fresh air, the break.
My fresh air. It helps me decompress. I call a friend. Yeah. I voice you.
Right.
I listen to a podcast. That's like my decompression time.
Right.
Or also like, again, I have 2 girls and I'm a single mom. So like if it's become a lot with them, I'm like, girls, I need 20 minutes. I'm going for my walk.
Right.
me come back in the right mindset.
Right. But it's really 30 minutes a day is your workout. Like,
If I do weights, it's 30 to 45 minutes, not huffing and puffing. It just,
right.
just is. It's more for my mental, you know.
Yeah. Mental. Yeah. No, it's your, and so then, you know, with back to like the eating and stuff, there is a thing, although you don't, cause you're very set and you're eating happy weight. Like when you're in a relationship or sometimes you, like, I know some people gain weight from being happy and whatever, some can lose weight. And I also know when you're stressed, some gain and some lose. It just obviously, I guess, depends. But there is a such thing as like, is that what it is? Happy pounds, not happy weight.
It's like happy weight.
Happy pounds. But you don't, so we're going to get into the relationship stuff now, but you're in a relationship, you're very happy. You don't find yourself like overindulging, like you don't really, happy pounds don't happen to you.
No, because honestly, I tend to date guys, not that I choose it on purpose, who are healthy like I am. So they're not, you know, although like with my boyfriend now, like we'll go out and we'll split chicken parm and we'll have veggies with it, not pasta. Or like,
but you'll eat the chicken parm, like the breaded chicken.
100%.
Yeah. So yeah. So happy. So whether it's yours, you know, it can be a variety of things, but I do notice sometimes, and it could be, I mean, it's funny though, because like we'll cook sometimes, or I'll cook sometimes and it's healthy stuff that I'm cooking. But then I also know when we go out, like I might indulge a little more, but that's, I know my issue is the Diet Coke and the wine. Like I know that I eat fine. So anyway, so segueing into relationship stuff, happy pounds, but hopefully not happy pounds. So let's talk about relationships. So you have been dating your, and we're not going to get too into it. No names, no whatever, but you've been dating your boyfriend now for a couple months, right?
Yep. About three months.
Yeah. And so last time we chatted, and for a while you were dating, you're great at dating. I always said you were, you know, you put yourself out there, you date, you go out, you give it a go, you try, you sometimes even give it a second date, even if you don't know. So what made you decide that like, okay, now I'm ready for a relationship? Or is it not that you even decided that, it was more just the person that made you be like, okay.
You know, I think over the past year, I had dated a few men before I met my boyfriend. Right. I dated a few men, great guys, but it was just fun. It was fun. We did things. We went to concerts. We did all the things I love to do, but there was no substance there. There was no substance. And I crave substance. Mm. And I think I was finally in the right mindset to be like open and ready to meet someone. And also felt like I finally deserved to meet someone who could care for me the way that this person is like really showing up for me emotionally. So,
so it's a combination.
Yeah. But I was ready. I was ready and he was ready. You know what I mean? Because I've been in relationships where I want that deepness and substance, and they just, like you and I like to say, they just can't meet you on the bridge.
Right.
They just can't meet you there.
Right.
And I truly feel like I'm exactly where I need to be. I've been divorced almost five years. I've been separated for 5 years.
Yeah.
Divorced for four. And I wasn't ready for this person prior to now. I was not ready for this person. I had to go through all the dating, kissing a ton of frogs, multiple dates a week, a couple of, you know, failed relationships to be ready for this person.
Yeah. I mean, timing's important. Yeah. I mean, timing's very important. And so, if it wasn't the right time, if you met him and it wasn't the right time for you, you probably wouldn't be in a relationship. And if, you know, like the stars kind of had to align to a degree.
Yeah. Cause I met someone, you know, someone else, like, a couple of months ago, it wasn't the right person, but that man was ready and I was
and right.
Very forced at the time. And I was like, this just isn't right.
Right.
But it did show me that there are mature men out there who are ready for relationships, because not all are at my age.
Right. And you guys met on an app? I forget actually.
Yeah. We met on an app after the summer, after I had a very enjoyable summer of dating, being out in the Hamptons, like living my life. I traveled, I went to Colorado. Right. I live my life over the summer.
Right. You do. And yeah. And you do in general, like you know, even if like, sometimes I'm like, not make fun of you, but I'm like, how do you go on so many dates? But you enjoy it. You enjoy talking to people. You enjoy going out. So you enjoy doing all that. And like, you know, by doing that, you found this person, and you wouldn't have found this person if you weren't going on dates.
If I wasn't putting myself out there.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. You kind of have to like be out there.
And some people get very like, you know, cynical or negative, or like, oh, I'm exhausted. Like, and it can be exhausting, right? Like, I'm sure you were tired sometimes.
It can be totally exhausting. I'm an extrovert. Yeah. So like, again, I like being out. I like talking.
Right.
I had kind of implemented like around COVID times is I wouldn't go on a date without a phone call or mostly FaceTimes.
Mm-hmm. You're so big on that.
I would like screen people out before I wasted my time and met them out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that I feel like kind of helped weed out some of the weirdos.
Yeah. And I sometimes made fun of you. I know about that, the FaceTime, but then I think there was a time where I'm like, oh, I wish I had done the screener.
Yeah. It's so much better because this way, you know what you're walking into. You can tell on a FaceTime, even for 20 or 30 minutes, sure, if you're going to vibe with someone.
For me, I don't necessarily have to do a FaceTime, but I actually think voice is very important. So like, I would like to do a voice note. Like I'll sometimes like, and by sometimes, I mean, I haven't been single now in a little while, but like, even the guy, my boyfriend now, like the first day we connected, I like immediately went to voice note. You have to hear the voice.
You totally have to hear the voice. Oh my God. My boyfriend is such a deep voice. You've heard his voice.
We voice noted. He has a great
radio voice.
He has a good radio voice too. Yeah. Okay. So your date, so now you're in this relationship, but also I imagine it was maybe a little scary too, because you haven't been in a relationship in a while.
No, I hadn't been in a real serious relationship in a really long time. So it's scary for me, but I'm at the point that I've done a lot of work. You know, I'm in therapy. I don't hide that I'm in therapy. I think therapy is a great thing, that I'm self-aware enough to even say it out loud to him. Like, this feels like unfamiliar territory to me. I haven't had someone like this in a really long time. So like, I'm learning how to be in a caring relationship again.
Yeah. No, and you do. And you're good. You guys are like, you know, at least I know you are like good with the communication. Like you'll have the conversations that are a little uncomfortable, but it's also then in their response, not even necessarily what the response is, but how they respond and like almost handle you or manage you. That sounds really kind of fucked up how I said that, but like how they work with you when you're in those times of kind of a bit of distress or whatever, and how they handle that. I think it's very important to see that.
Yeah, it's really incredible. Yeah. And again, like I always say this, effort equals interest, you know? Yeah. And like I've definitely had like, you know, a couple of minor freakouts and
As long as they and you own it. You own your freakouts.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, you know what? In previous relationships, I would just have my internal freak out or like voice note you or call my other friends and like that's how I would manage it. This is the first time I'm like even able to, you know, openly communicate with a man about, you know, sometimes I have anxiety and that comes up. But
isn't that wild?
Yeah, it's like, crazy.
It's so important. No, it's crazy. Well, it's very exciting. Well, maybe one day the men will join us on the podcast. I don't know actually if, well, maybe one day. We are doing a double date and we're meeting. Well, we're like all getting together in a couple or next month. So it's very exciting. Okay. So now switching over, I'm calling it like a quick fire round, but it's kind of not. Some of these are, well, some of them are kind of silly questions. And some are like this or that question. So here we go. Okay. This is random. What was your last Google search?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You can look.
Now I'm so curious.
I know, you just have to go. You'll see it when like you go to your history.
Oh yeah. Okay. Hold on. Let me go. Hold on.
I hope it's something good. It's going to be like nutrition related.
Yes, totally. No. Oh, I don't want to say I'm planning something for my boyfriend for his birthday.
Okay. So, but it's about that. We'll say. Okay, cool. All right, cool. What is your guilty pleasure?
I mean, I'm a spa girl. Like I love a spa day.
Mm-hmm. You do. Mm-hmm. What was your last impulse purchase?
Oh, last night.
Wow, what is
a Cyber Monday gig? So I went a little nuts with like the clothes, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I never, like, I'm not impulsively like buying a boat or something like that. Definitely like a shirt that like was $400-something but on sale for $300. And I was like, you know what? Let me just order it and see if I like it.
And, yeah. And you deserve it. You work hard.
I work really hard and I like to put myself together. You know, when I get home, it's sweatpants and a sweatshirt and a hair in a bun, but I like to feel put together.
It makes me feel. You do. I know. I need it. I should do that with my hair today. Although it's just because I just showered, it's still a little wet. Okay. What is your absolute biggest pet peeve / annoyance?
My biggest pet peeve is our health coaches who have no credentials. They have no credentials and they're out there and they've got hundreds of thousands of followers or high followers who are following their advice, and there's no credentials to back it up. And that drives me crazy.
That must drive you crazy.
Myself, my other RD colleagues, we put ourselves through 3 years of grad school. We had to work in a hospital. We had to sit for an exam. And now people are taking a week or two health course and they're health coaching. And because, you know, they may look a certain way on Instagram, they have all these followers and all these clients. And it's like, they're probably not giving sound advice.
Right. Oh God, that would kill me if I was like, if I was in an industry and like, I know it bothers you. What is something you wish you learned sooner, or like something you wish you could have told your younger self?
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. You know, this may be cheesy, but that like, I deserve love, you know,
but it's sweet, but because when you're, you know, earlier on, maybe you felt differently.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They don't deserve love.
Yeah.
We all,
what?
We all are deserving.
Yes. Agree. Okay. Kind of like a this or that sort of thing. Permission or forgiveness?
Ooh, forgiveness?
Yeah, I like it. Cooking, I know the answer to this. Cooking or being cooked for?
Oh, definitely being cooked for. I know.
Play it safe or take risks?
I think that one depends, but I think I'm a little bit more of a risk taker.
I think so too. Well, you're adventurous by nature, like in, like you're adventurous. You are. So like
Even like starting my career was a risk. I mean, I had a, you know, a regular 9-to-6 paying job. Mm-hmm. And then I quit my job and put myself through 3 years of grad school, just like on the hopes that I would make it, you know?
It's crazy. Pause button on life, rewind button on life, or fast forward button on life. If you had to pick one.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Maybe rewind a little bit.
Oh, like far back in time or like.
But I will say, like, as much as technology is great, it's very distracting. Like, I'd be curious to like be who I am now, just like in my life experience without like all the distractions.
And well, think about even things that have come up for us, like over the last several months or whatever, like, you know, just situations in either of our lives that have caused either of us anxiety for whatever reason, a lot of them have to do with social media.
Social media. Yep.
Isn't that crazy? Like I'm thinking about some specific things right now. I'm like, if social media didn't exist, like, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I mean, it's done wonders for my business, but yeah, it can be very anxiety provoking. Mm-hmm. So like the good old days with like flip phones and like,
yeah. Nokia.
Yeah.
Love my Nokia phone. Good morning text or good night text? Obviously we love both, but if you had to pick one.
I like the good morning text because I feel like it kind of sets the day. It means, you know, the other person's thinking about you.
Yeah.
Even if it's a friend, like I can with all my friends in the morning too.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we all go off to work and do our thing, but it kind of like sets the tone.
Good morning. I like that. Oh, this is great. Okay. Now tell, I know you said you don't know yet if you're doing it about the group. Do you want to share about that yet? Let's share.
Yeah. I'm really going to try and do it. My practice is very busy, but I'd like to do it. So I have two coaching. So you can always work one-on-one with me as a client, whether it's virtual, whether you live locally in New York or Connecticut. And then separately, I do have this group coaching program. One is a do it yourself. So you can do it yourself and just go through the modules yourself. And then I also have a 30 and a 60 day option where you get all the modules, but then you get me on Zoom weekly. I tend to do Monday or Tuesday nights at about 8 p.m. because most of the people, you know, it's just like a good time. And most people are not out on a Monday or Tuesday night.
Right.
And then you get me kind of talking through the modules, facilitating it. And then you do get the group support. So it really was great during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I've had a bunch of people ask me if I'm going to run it again. So I'm really going to try and run it again in the new year.
Maybe and it would like, be in January or you don't know yet.
Yeah, it would probably be like the second week in January once people get back and settled. And
right. Okay. So obviously social media, she'll announce that. And then her website is your website just elisechapironutrition.com? Yep. Yeah. And then Elise Shapiro Nutrition on Instagram. I'll link to everything. Most of you probably already follow her. But this was fun. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on. I love doing podcasts with you.
Of course. I do too. It's like Elise is like our in-house dietitian. Hashtag no filter dietitian.
Ask away.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. And there you have it. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Of course, be sure to follow Elise on Instagram and definitely check out her website. And if you're looking for a dietitian, she is the best in the game. And I am saying that not just because she's a friend, but because she's really, really good at what she does. And as always, you can follow me at By Julie Lauren on everything. Thank you so, so much for listening and for your support. It means more to me than you'll ever know. And I'll talk to you very soon. Bye-bye.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.